Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
It's time for another edition of the Brett Allen Show.
It's go time, you and me.
Join us weekly for the latest pop culture interviews from your favorite TV shows, movies, comedians, and so much more.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, it felt good.
Plus, you never know who will drop by.
What happened here was a miracle.
Now, here is your host.
I said throw down, boy.
Welcome to the nice main event.
Brett Allen.
Well, as I live and breathe, we have a really special guest today, actor Marina Baccarin, about this fantastic film, Fast Charlie. This is very cool, very meta. We're excited to chat with you. Thanks for your time. It's great to meet you.
My pleasure. Nice meeting you.
Well, this is a fun, fast-paced film. You star with Pierce Brosnan, James Caan, of course, Morgan Freeman, yourself, Sharon Gless. This is just one gigantic wild ride. How was it working on this film? Because it's just so fantastic.
It's amazing. I just have one correction. Morgan Freeman is not in our film. He was originally supposed to be, but
okay.
James Caan,
wrong information. I apologize.
All good. Just wanted to let you know. It was quite a ride working on this film. Literally, it was Fast and Furious. It's a very kind of, on a low budget, you got to get a lot done quickly. Pierce is an incredible actor and very giving and smart and just hardworking. And Philip is just he's one of the best filmmakers out there. And it was such a pleasure to work with him. We, all really banded together to create this world, work on the script, create the characters, and deepen the relationships. And I feel like, with characters like these and with a film like this, even though you're in the hitman sort of like action drama genre, there's so much character development that is happening in those scenes. It makes it so much more exciting and so much more rewarding as an audience member to watch because you give a crap about people.
I like it. Well, I think it's interesting because I was just going back through and rewatching this morning, and some of these scenes between you and Pierce are just so funny, and it's just like the conversations you're talking about. He shows up on your doorstep, you answer the door, you're like talking about people getting whacked and things like that. I think it's just really smart. I'm very curious to know, when it comes to a project like this or others that you've been a part of throughout your large career, like what's important to you as a storyteller? Are there certain things that you're looking for to say, hey, I'm going to commit my time to working on this? Because you're obviously very busy and in demand as far as like the projects that you do work on.
Yes, I think, you have to connect with the material. So it starts with the writing, I think. And I thought, Richard Wank did such a great job adapting this novel. The rapport between the characters, the witty dialogue, but also the development of the characters, all of that stuff is incredibly important. So for me, I start with that connection to the material and then also who's involved. Getting to work with Pierce and Philip is a dream come true for me. That's a really big factor in my jobs. And I'm at the point, I have a family and like you said, I'm busy and it's not worth taking a job that isn't going to feel good to do. That's not going to be creatively fulfilling as well as, sort of kind of checking something off the bucket list.
Yeah, I can imagine like when you're looking at things, especially having a family, that's just a full-time job in itself. And then you're an actor and everything else. And you have to decide, how much time am I willing to spend away from my family? Can I bring my family with me? And I would think, as you said, that that's kind of a big deal for you as well. The other question I have to have in a film like this, it's when you're working on a budget and things like that, but yet the quality is so top notch. Were there things outside of the script and working with certain people in this film that were also interesting to you? Or was it just the fact it was those things? And then it's just a really fun ride all the way. I mean, I normally have my phone next to me when I'm watching things, but I had to put it down because I was literally on the edge of my seat for the entire thing.
Oh, that's great. That's great to hear. I hope people have that experience watching it. I definitely want the story as a whole, you know, to be entertaining, but to be meaningful as well. That's something I look at. I mean, you know, the cast was phenomenal and we got to work with the late James Caan. That was such a treat to meet him. And the process of the film, although somewhat difficult at times because of the size of the budget and the miracles that Philip worked in making it look so, so wonderful. I really think, you know, if you're going to be on a creatively fulfilling but somewhat difficult ride, you want it to be enjoyable, you know, and everybody involved really wanted to make the best possible movie and cared deeply about the story that we were telling together. And being in New Orleans, you know, such a big character in the film as well. The setting, the accents, the life, the people, the culture, that was a really large aspect to it. So it felt very much like I was immersing myself in a different world, which I really enjoy doing.
Yeah. I mean, the vibe I get, obviously everybody in this film, present company included, is very talented, but you all look like you're just having fun. And to work with Pierce too, I mean, that had to be, I mean, we're talking a James Bond guy here, and to just work on these films. What was your experience working with him, and was he open to just kind of going with the flow, or was it a collaborative process? I think our audience finds the part interesting because, like, it's such a great film and there's so many great people in it.
Yeah, that was a big element and component to it, but he's such a pro and so talented and, you know, has been doing this for a very, very long time, and has created such iconic characters. And to see him, you know, working every day on this and really giving it his all and so much thought and, you know, passion that went into the character helps everybody else around, you know, really dive in and be present. You know, we had a lot of conversations about these characters and bettering scenes and dialogue and, you know, what it meant to be doing what we were doing. And that's all part of the process. It's all really rewarding when you have a lot of people involved that creatively care and are curious. You have to be really interested as an actor in the people you're playing. And, you know, it was such a gift to be able to work with him. And, you know, knowing he's had such a prolific career, but he's such a nice person and so giving and open. And it was surprising at first, but just so welcome that was the experience that we had.
Well, such a great film. Congratulations on this and all the other many projects you've done. I've been a fan for a long time, and
thank
the
you.
Opportunity came. Oh, 100%. I was just rewatching your interview with Michael Rosenbaum before our conversation. that was a fun one too. You're so kind and giving, and I think that makes it fun and allows us as people and interviewers to connect and really just take a few minutes here and get to know you. But this film is great. I think people have to watch this when and if they can, because, you know, it's a lot of fun. And I think we're just in a weird time right now where we need really good entertainment. And this film certainly serves the purpose for sure.
Thank you very much. I tend to agree with you. I think it's a hard time for small movies. So support goes a long way.
Yes. And we could talk about it too. That's a big plus because the strike is over. So there's no weird loopholes to have to walk through. Well, congratulations, yes. Marina. Thank you so much for your time. And congratulations on this great project. All the success is well-deserved.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks for listening and being a part of today's conversation.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's absolutely free.
A major proportion.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
And remember, we care.